Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, let's talk WASDE report for the month of August. And I think just for starters, USDA lowering national corn yield to 175.4 bushels an acre, down from July estimate. Soybean yield actually raised to 51.9 bushels per acre. So you look at those numbers and the WASDE report overall, were you surprised by any of those changes in yield? And what did you see just kind of overall with the U.S. numbers on the WASDE?
I really wasn't too surprised by the numbers. We felt like the corn number would come down a little bit because the corn ratings on August 1st, which is what this report is as of, was just a little bit below normal. We've seen more deterioration since then, and I expect that'll be reflected in the September report. And I think the trade's going to expect small crops get smaller, although this isn't that much below trend at this point. The soybean yield going up a little bit here, again, not really a surprise. It could have gone either way, really, from that trend yield of 51.5 on August 1st. The crop ratings were really close to average for this time of year, so no real indication there. The surprises for me were more that we didn't cut more corn acres in the northern plains and northwestern Midwest on the resurvey of Minnesota and the Dakotas. I was looking for about a 450,000 acre cut in planted corn acres. We got a little over 100,000 acres cut, and we cut soybean acres as well.
Arlen, globally, I know we were watching some of the things there, especially over in Europe with all the heat and dryness they've seen. Did you see anything globally as you're looking at this report stand out to you today?
Yeah, one of the things I was watching for is what they would do with Europe, since Europe's had a tremendous drought this summer, plus they cut back on fertilizer usage as well. And our general expectations is that crop's going to be down 15 to 30% from the 68 million metric tons that USDA was forecasting last month. They came down 8 million metric tons to 60 million metric tons. And I think the assumption there was for USDA to be that aggressive in the month of August means that there's more losses to go. Some of the private estimates are ranging anywhere from 50 to 58 million metric tons for that crop. So I think we can anticipate that crop will get smaller, and that's eventually going to end up impacting what we see in the way of wheat feeding in Europe, as well as Europe's imports of corn and grain sorghum.
Now, Arlen, one has to wonder, you made a great point that this report is as of August 1st, and we look at the calendar now, and we've seen some of the crop ratings since and some of the pictures on social media. So one has to wonder, moving forward, you know, what we could see for changes maybe in the September report and beyond, depending on what the weather story is as we move forward.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think we can anticipate, based on the current forecast, that the corn yields will continue to erode lower. I'm not looking for a major crop failure, but I think we'll probably erode lower. I think it's a little bit too early to say what we're going to see on soybeans, and I think this puts a focus on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour through the Midwest that starts the week of August 22nd. That'll be looked at to really confirm the corn and also give us some idea of what soybean pod counts are out there and give us an idea of whether we need to adjust our expectations on that crop. European corn crop will be expected to get smaller. Then we're going to have to look. We did see Russia's wheat crop get revised upward over 88 million metric tons, up from 81.5 previously. And that's still below what local estimates are. But the real question is, what can they export? USDA has them at 42 million metric tons, but a lot of local sources think that's going to be very difficult to achieve this year with all the restrictions on Russia and all the quality problems with that crop since they had a lot of rain and harvest time. So I think those are the things I'm going to be looking for in the September report.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at Stone X. Coming up this afternoon on the full program of Market Talk, we will have a conversation with Ted Seifert of Zahner Ag Hedge and get his thoughts on the USDA report and market action on Friday. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for this Friday, August 12th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.